Debate, members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote, clerk, please lock the roll. Any member wish to change their vote? Representative Navarre? Any other member? Representative Nicolai? Clerk, please tally the board.
Wait.
I'd like to change my vote from yes to no. Any other member wish to change their vote? Clerk, please tally the board.
7 yeas, 33 nays.
Amendment number 4 has failed to be adopted. House attendees, back to order. Make them sit down and shut up, friend. You want this? Clerk, may I have additional amendments upon her desk?
No, Madam Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker.
Representative Brown.
I have two questions that may lead to an amendment. There are several references in this bill to oil and gas leases, and I'm trying to understand whether it's clearly stated that oil and gas leases are not subject to selection, and if somebody could point out to me where it is that that is accomplished, because I don't think it's covered by the lines on page 4, 16 and 17 and 18 and 19, and I don't understand what 21 and 21, lines 20 and 21 mean. My other question, Madam Speaker, is the logic in, on page 9, subsection 6 of the bill, where we are talking about management and disposition of university land, but directing that they must establish procedures for mineral entry, location, mining, leasing, substantially similar to those that are on the state lands. And if the purpose of this bill is to produce income, why would we put such a provision as that in here? We have an Eddie's. Who's carried?
The objection maintained to advancing from second to third reading. The bill will appear in third reading the next legislative day. Representative Navarre.
Madam Speaker, I am objecting to advancement of this bill on the next legislative day. I believe that the Constitution, and I know you disagree with that and others may also, but I believe that the bill may not advance to third reading on this day, which is Tuesday, May 10th, 1994, without a three-quarter vote of this body. And going into another legislative day, I think, defeats the purpose of the Constitution's protection of the public interest by providing three separate days for advancement of bills from first to third reading. So I am going to object to the bill advancing tonight. I'm also objecting to the bill being advanced to third reading and shown that way on the next legislative day. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Let the record reflect that I believe that Representative Navarre is totally and completely misinformed. We have a constitutional amendment that says we have 121 calendar days. Those days are made up of legislative days, beginning at the time that we convene and going until the time that we adjourn that legislative day. We start the next legislative day. We are in a separate day. When we adjourn today and we come back at 10 o'clock in the morning, we will be in a different legislative day. That is my ruling. The representative has every right to challenge it in court. There has never been a court case in the history of this state that sustains the opinion of the representative. Representative Navarre, I feel any further discussion of this is dilatory. You may take your seat.
Madam.
Representative Navarro, take your seat.
Madam Speaker.
It is very late.
I will only take a moment, but I
You may have one moment, and it better be quick.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I think that it's very important to get this on the record, on the public record, and that is that we are currently on the day of May 10th, 1994. I understand your argument about legislative days. I will make an argument about the Constitution's protection under calendar days. Now, we can agree to disagree on that, but I want it clearly on the record that I object to this bill moving on this day to third reading. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
It will move tomorrow in third reading on the next legislative day. You can object all you want to. It will move, and you are out of order.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
You may appeal the ruling of the chair. Members may proceed to vote.
Madam Speaker.
Representative Veazey.
Which one of the out of orders of the representative are we appealing?
Well, he is appealing the ruling of the chair that we are in a continuous legislative day till we take an action to end that legislative day with an adjournment. Representative Navarro, you are out of order.
Speaker.
Representative Navarro, you are out of order. You were not recognized, and you're not going to continue to stand there and speak.
My objection is maintained.
Madam Majority Leader, please take up the limbo file. I found I have new and additional energies.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent. The members go into the limbo file in order that we may consider the Senate message on the amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 367, Judiciary, Local Options for Control of Alcoholic Beverages.
Without objection, we're in the limbo file.
Just a moment, Madam Speaker.
Madam Speaker, I don't believe that's in our limbo files.
That bill passed the Senate on the 8th.
Pardon me,
it should
Madam
be
Speaker.
In the limbo file.
It is House Bill 367, an act relating to limitations on outdoor advertising signs, displays, and devices, and penalties for violations related to outdoor advertising. Madam Speaker, for the information of the body, I've checked with the prime sponsor and has expressed no opposition to the changes made by the Senate amendments. I'd like to briefly explain the changes made by the amendments. On page 2, lines 6 and 31, after the word shelters, the following new language was inserted. Quote, and adjacent trash receptacles, unquote. This amendment allows advertising on adjacent trash receptacles. With that, Madam Speaker, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 367 Judiciary, thus adopting committee substitute for House Bill 367 Judiciary, amended Senate, and urge the members to vote yes.
Representative Hoffman.
Can we have an IDs, please?
I'll stand at ease. Please come back to order.
Please don't be tired. Hey, you know, come on. Jump on.
There's some things.
Don't push around, okay?
Mm-hmm. Prior to the time we stood at ease, concurrence motion had been made by the majority leader. Question before this body is, shall we concur in the Senate amendments to committee substitute House Bill 367 Judiciary? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change their vote? Representative Navarro.
Yes, no.
Clerk, please tally the vote.
30 yeas, 9 nays.
So the House has concurred in the Senate amendments to House Committee Substitute 367, Judiciary Amendment. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that members go in their limbo file in order that we may consider the Senate message on the amendments committee substitute for House Bill 183, Finance, amended, Transportation Corridor, Fairbanks to Nome.
Objection, we're in the limbo file.
Madam Speaker, for the information of the body, I have checked with the prime sponsor, and she has expressed no opposition to the changes made by the Senate amendments. I'd like to briefly explain those changes. On page 1, lines 12 and 13, the amendment puts construction gravel sites in the corridor right-of-way. On page 2, lines 10 through 12, the amendment requires the Department of Transportation to consider natural resource deposits when establishing the corridor. On page 2, line 13, the amendment requires Department of Transportation to consider established and traditional uses when selecting corridor. On page 2, lines 21 and 22, the amendment requires Department of Natural Resources to classify natural resources from page 1, lines 12 and 13, as necessary construction materials, and the effective date failed the Senate. With that, Madam Speaker, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 183, Finance amended, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 183, Transportation, effective date failed Senate, and urge the members to vote yes.
Members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change their vote? Clerk, please tally the vote.
28 yeas, 12 nays.
And so the House has concurred in the Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 183, Transportation Effective Date, failed Senate. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move that members go into the limbo file in order that we may consider the Conference Committee report for House Bill 407, Commemorative Gold Rush License Plates.
That objection, we're in the limbo file.
Madam Speaker, I would ask that Chairman Representative Foster explain the Conference Committee substitute.
Representative Foster.
Yes, ma'am. The Conference Committee adopted the following sections of the bill, Title and Section 1, Section 3, providing for the issuance of a single plate for all vehicles with a January 1, 1996 effective date. The Conference Committee adopted a letter of intent which expresses the committee's desire that the comments of law enforcement agencies be solicited before this action takes effect. Section 1 is adopted and provides for issuance of a commemorative Gold Rush Centennial license plate. And the letter of intent also expresses the committee's desire that the commissioner consult with the Alaska Gold Rush Centennial Task Force on the design and color for the plate itself.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House adopt the Conference Committee report with limited powers of free conference considering House Bill 407 and Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 407, Finance amended Senate, thus adopting Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 407.
Members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote? Will the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change their vote? Clerk, please tally the board.
40 yeas, 0 nays.
And so the House has adopted the Conference Committee report, House Bill 407. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call on the passage of Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 407 be considered the roll call on the effective date clauses.
An objection, effective date clauses have been adopted.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House adopt Conference Committee letter of intent.
That objection, the Conference Committee letter of intent has been adopted.
Madam Speaker, I move that the members go into the limbo file in order that we may consider the Conference Committee report on House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 248, Finance, an act relating to services for and protection of vulnerable adults.
Objection, we're in the limbo file.
Madam Speaker, I would ask that Chairman Representative Martin explain the Conference Committee substitute.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This was an easy Conference Committee. The Senate was very cooperative with the amendment that the House put onto it. But they did ask for a provision pertaining to the IRS code, which is a good law to go by pertaining to religious organization, and we did concur in that too.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House adopt the Conference Committee report with limited powers of free conference considering House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 248, Finance, and committee substitute for Senate Bill 248, rules amended, thus adopting second conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 248.
Representative Dates.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I wonder if we could get just a little more explanation about this IRS standard that was adopted.
Representative Moore.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This was at the request of two of the ladies from the other body, I should say. And they want to more closely define religious groups. And so that was, I guess, the best way to go by it. According to statutes that are already current pertaining to child abuse and vulnerability or child medical practices.
House Tenities. House, please come back to order. Representative Davies.
Madam Speaker, I appreciate the at ease. We've looked up the definition. It does, in our statutes, it does define church or religious domination, and it goes on at some length. But anyway, I've read it, and I'm satisfied that it's an okay definition.
Additional debate? Hearing none, members may proceed to vote. If any member fail to vote, would the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change their vote? Clerk, please tally the board.
38 yeas, 1 nay.
And so, we have adopted the conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 248.
Second
conference committee report.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call on the passage of the second conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 248 be considered the roll call on the effective date clauses.
Without objection, effective date clauses have been adopted.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the members go into the limbo file in order that we may consider the Senate message on amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 2, rules requiring drug and alcohol tests for school bus drivers.
Without objection, we're in the limbo file.
Madam Speaker, for the information of the body, as a prime sponsor of this legislation, I am not opposed to the changes made by the Senate amendment. I'd like to briefly explain the changes made by the amendments. On page 2, line 7, the following new subsection B language was added, quote, for a driver who is not required to have a commercial driver's license, an employer, one, shall keep and maintain records of the testing for improper use of drugs or alcohol on a confidential basis and may only release the results with the written consent of the employee, and two, may not retain false positive test results in the employee's employment records and may not release information about a false positive test without the written consent of the employee. A letter of intent was also offered. With that, Madam Speaker, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 2 rules, thus adopting committee substitute for House Bill 2 rules, amended Senate, and urge the members to vote yes.
Representative from the vote.
Yeah, could we ask the clerk just to tell us if she could, what day, when we voted on this first time, so I can look up how I voted.
House, please come back to order. Members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote? Will the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change their vote? Clerk, please tally the board.
37 yeas, 3 nays.
So the House has concurred. Committee substitute for House Bill 2, rules amended Senate.
Madam Speaker, I move to ask unanimous consent the House adopt the Senate letter of intent.
Without objection, the Senate letter of intent has been adopted. Madam Majority Leader.
That's all I have.
You missed a couple. Why not finish? You have anatomical gifts? We have additional unfinished business come before this body. Representative Porter.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move give notice of reconsideration on my vote for LCS for CS for SB 370 Judiciary and ask that it be taken up the same day. Gaming.
Could we have an Addies, please, Madam Speaker?
House, please come back to order. Additional unfinished business coming before this body. Representative Larson.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Speaker. During the Finance Committee meeting, I announced that the meeting would be at 9:30 in the morning. I'd like to change that to 10 a.m. instead of 9:30.
Additional announcements. Representative Easy.
We move.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to move that the House State Affairs Committee be allowed to waive House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 213, Labor and Commerce, an Act extending the Alaska Public Utilities Commission.
Objection, that bill will be waived. Madam Minority Leader. House, please come back to order. Prior to the time we stood at ease, notice of reconsideration had been given on Senate Bill 370. Is that correct, Susan? And ask that it be brought up on the same legislative day. Is there objection? Hearing none, the bill is before us in third and final reading. Would the clerk please read the bill for the third and final time?
House CS for Senate Bill 370 Judiciary by the House Judiciary Committee entitled An Act Providing an Exemption from Gambling Laws for Gambling Conducted by Cruise Ships for Their Ticketed Passengers in the Offshore Water of the State Relating to Promotions on Board Cruise Ships, Defining Cruise Ship, Providing for Exemption Procedures for Certain Cruise Ships Before They Can Conduct Gambling in the Offshore Water of the State, and Providing for an Effective Date.
Debate. Hearing none, members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote, would the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change their vote? Representative Finkelstein.
My apologies, Madam Speaker.
Clerk, please clear the board. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change their vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
27 yeas, 13 nays.
So the House has concurred. Excuse me, the House has passed under reconsideration. House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 370, Judiciary. Madam Majority.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call on the passage of House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 370 Judiciary be considered the roll call on the effective date clauses.
Objection. Hearing none, the effective date clause has been adopted. Representative Davies. No, excuse me, Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move that we discharge from the Coffin Committee House Concurrent Resolution 23.
Madam Speaker, the title, please.
Representative Davies, no, excuse me, Davidson, what is the
Madam
title?
Speaker, I have it. Madam Speaker, H.J.R. 23 is a constitutional amendment on subsistence preference.
Members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change their vote? Representative Hoffman?
I'd like to speak on the matter, Madam Speaker.
Representative Hoffman, you are out of order. We are in the midst of a vote. Please record your vote. clerk clear the board, and we will revote. Representative Hoffman, if you're not going to vote, please leave the floor. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? There are two members that have not voted, Representative Davidson and Representative Hoffman. Will you please vote?
I'd like to say a few words, Madam Speaker.
Would the Sergeant-at-Arms please escort Representative Hoffman from the chambers? The rules provide that you do not talk, you do not make noise once the vote has been taken. You will leave the chambers with the Sergeant-at-Arms.
Madam Speaker?
You will sit down, Representative Finkelstein.
I'd like to request the floor, Madam Speaker.
Whenever we're through voting.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to place a call.
You may place the call if you like, but the member will not come back on this floor if he is not going to vote and obey the rules. Representative Navarre? House stand. No, we may not. We're in the midst of a vote. That violates the rules, and you know it. There is to be no talking, no walking, no reading, no making noise, etc., while we're in a vote.
It's already been violated.
It has, and we are going to clear the board and vote again. We are in the midst of a vote. Clerk, please clear the board, and we will vote again. Members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote? Representative Davidson, please vote.
I'm waiting for my escort.
Sergeant Arms, please escort him from the chambers. Clerk, please tally the board.
14 yeas, 24 nays.
And so, House Joint Resolution 23 has failed to be discharged from the committee. Representative Finkelstein, you're seeking the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Same motion, same committee, HJR 4.
Out of order. It is dilatory.
No, Madam Speaker, I move that we discharge from the State Affairs Committee House JR 4 relating to term limits.
Very fine. Clerk, please prepare the board for vote.
House
stand at ease.
Stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
We're adjourned.